What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
What, am I missing something?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The reality is, humans are humans are humans, and that's never going to end.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
It's a big, big deal.
Hello. You speak English, sir? Parlo, usted inglés?
60% of the time, it works every time.
I've done the math on this. We've talked about it on this show before. That's a fact.
If you learn a little something about yourself.
That's us, dude.
That's why we're radio shows.
That's right.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
Let's do this. Discussing issues that matter to you. Finding real answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now, here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. John Rush, Dan Muir, producer Ann stepped out, so it's just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Isn't that a song? Just the two of us.
Yeah, but we don't sing.
No, we don't sing.
And that would be kind of a girly song.
I don't want to hear that as a bumper music.
No. John, Charlie Stein only wants the Carpenters for
no.
This.
No. No. No, 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 no.
Okay, Charlie, just Manly Men songs.
Yes.
You know, kind of like the Village People or something like that.
The YMCA.
Yep.
YMCA. Did you know they were all gay when you were a kid, by the way?
No.
It's a young men's Christian association, but the Village People, you had no idea they were gay when you were a kid?
Well, I mean, as I got older, I figured it out.
But you didn't know as a kid they were
no.
gay. You know, you couldn't look at them and
course,
tell that
John,
guy dressed up in a policeman outfit and so on, leather chaps and stuff, he wasn't gay?
They were entertainers. I mean, why would I think that they would like guys?
Just asking.
Well, did you? Did you know, the first time you saw the Village People, you go, they're gay.
I think my dad said something along those lines. So
John's gaydar was fully operational right from the beginning.
I was trained by the best. Yeah. Passed down from generations. Gaydar to gaydar to gaydar, just passed down through the generations. Yes.
Because, you know, I was still watching the Flintstones, so I figured gay meant happy.
Have a gay old time.
That's right.
Yeah, in the town of Bedrock. Place right out of history. Right?
That's right. We let Fred's 2 feet take us everywhere.
And away they go. Boom. With the big bones on the side.
And they
could
really drive back then.
With rocks for wheels.
Oh, yeah. Man, they moved.
What was the dog's name? Dino?
Yeah, Dino.
Dino.
Dino, your pet dinosaur dog.
Pet dinosaur. And he worked in the pit with the brontosaurus thing. You know.
Oh, yeah. The brontosaurus had the rock on his head that would move the dirt.
Yeah, move the dirt, right?
The quarry, the mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were looking for fossils.
He had his lunchbox, he'd run home. Him and see Barney and Betty, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wilma. Wilma was the wife, right?
Wilma was his wife, and Barney and Betty were the neighbors.
Fred and Wilma. Bam Bam was the
strongest kid in the world.
Well, that's right.
Strongest baby.
Couldn't he, like, lift up the car?
Bam Bam. Oh, yeah.
The Bam
Bam.
Yeah,
Fred had to change the rock wheels.
Oh, yeah. He got a flat tire or
which
what?
Which did not do well.
A flat rock?
No, they would break.
Oh, that's right.
So the wheel would break, then you have to change the wheel.
That's right.
Which was just invented.
Was it a little girl
Pebbles.
Somewhere? Oh, Pebbles. That's right. Bam Bam and Pebbles. Did you name me the one of your kids?
Then they had
Bam,
a spinoff TV show called Pebbles and Bam Bam.
Oh, they were older.
Mm-hmm. They
were teenagers. Cute. She was kind of cute.
Yeah, she
Pebbles
was.
Right?
Yeah, she was. It was kind of like the Stone Age Happy Days.
The Stone Age Happy Days. Oh, yeah. Good old days. Okay, so... Moving right along to further a sundry items. How did we get off on that? Squirrel! Boom! Off we went. We're supposed to make this a good hour, by the way. This is supposed to be a really good hour.
Listen, we messed that up in 11 minutes. Not too bad.
We're doing our best, Charlie. We got 50 minutes to go to make it a really good hour.
Redeem ourselves.
We're trying. It's that orange hat that, you're making me like, wow, what
is great?
We going hunting or what?
Yeah, we are. We're hunting. We're always hunting. We're men.
Do you hunt?
Menly men go hunting.
You hunt with Scott?
I've never been hunting a day in my life.
Well, then why are you wearing the orange hat?
Because I love the hat.
It is a nice hat.
And I'd love to go hunting. I think it'd be cool.
You have to get your hunter safety card first here in Colorado.
I gotta do that.
It's not hard. By the way, that should be a requirement everybody has to do, by the way.
Yeah,
it's
just the time. Just the time.
Okay, so a recap of 2017. You ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Let's do Trump's first year. You want to do that?
Yeah.
So here's some of the accomplishments that Trump had. Now, there's only 18 on here. You and I may think of a few more as we move along here. So before we go to break, I'll name a couple. You tell me what you think, good, bad, or otherwise, right?
Okay.
Now, some of these folks may not even know about because I did a little digging for some of this. Supreme Court nomination.
Very good.
And, which you don't hear much in the press about, 73 other federal judges.
Which I hear are really, really good judges.
73. Not 13, 73.
No, he's changing the makeup of the court, which is desperately needed.
Okay. The travel ban and immigration reform. Less people now crossing the border than ever.
Yep.
ISIS, all but defeated.
They're almost all gone in Iraq. They're almost all gone.
Yeah, and we've heard from numerous people, even on this show, which is interesting. We have the one gentleman, and I got to think back to who he is, who was always saying the only way you're going to defeat ISIS is to get, I think he was saying, the Kurds on your side to make that happen.
And we did that.
Guess what Trump did?
We went and did that. After they begged us throughout the whole Obama administration, hey, help us out. Help us out.
That's what this gentleman used to tell us. This was a Christian guy that would go there and do ministry work and so on. And he was the one saying, listen, guys, there's only one way to get this done. The next president has to do this or it's never going to be defeated. Guess what?
Yeah,
Trump
we've
did.
Also changed the rules of engagement where now we can engage.
Oh, imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
TPP, pulling away from that.
Very good.
And again, you don't hear much about that in the press at all. The TPP was, we talked about it many, many times on this show. Really, we spent a year solid talking about it. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would have really been a killer for us as a country.
Would have been terrible.
A rollback of Obama-Cuba policies.
You know, this is really, really important because we do not need to be helping out dictators. We do not need to be helping out communist regimes.
We don't need to be friendly to them, do we?
No, not at all.
And they're still our enemy.
Right. We do not need to be rewarding them. No, they don't.
He's
totally
a dictator just like anybody else, right?
Exactly. I mean, granted, it makes life more difficult for the Cuban people, but, you know, I don't know what to do there. You know, because...
I do.
What?
Can't we just make it a state? Be done with it? Kick that guy out and call it good? Be a nice little island resort for the Americans.
Well, you want to go to war against Cuba? I mean, yeah.
Would there really be much of one?
No.
I'm just like a little gnat, you know, just flick it off and go.
Territory would be fine, not a state.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like Puerto Rico, which is in a mess. That's a whole other topic all by itself.
Huge mess. I guess people are fleeing Puerto Rico like crazy. They're moving to Florida.
Why wouldn't you have anyways?
I don't know.
Things are a disaster. It's been our Democrat rule forever. It's a disaster.
It's a total disaster.
It's just nonsense. Side note, are they all citizens?
Yes.
Even though it's a territory, they're citizens?
Yes.
Got it. So they come here, they're just a citizen, they go anywhere they want to, any state they want to, and away they go. Okay, makes sense. Okay, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. Let's do this. Up right now, Front Range Mortgage. If you're a veteran, by the way, without a VA loan, you're missing the boat. There is funding available for you to help you save money on your mortgage, and it is well worth it if you're a vet. So give Brian Murphy a call today. Say, Brian, I'm a vet. I heard John and Diane talking about, you know, you've got special programs for us as vets. Yes, he does. 303-500-1900 is a phone number. Call him now and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
If you are a Colorado veteran and you are not in a VA mortgage, you've probably been lied to. If you're a veteran and not in a VA mortgage, 99% guaranteed, you're paying too high a rate, throwing away thousands of dollars a year to a bank that will never tell you they're taking you for a ride. As a vet, you're entitled to use a VA loan over and over again. You should be paying zero in mortgage insurance, and you can take out 100% of the value of your home for paying off credit cards. Your bank is never going to tell you how much you're throwing away. but I will. I'm Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, a local Colorado-only mortgage team that has helped hundreds of veterans to drop their mortgage insurance, save thousands, lowering their payments, and pay off high-interest credit cards. Call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to see how much we can save you. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com. NMLS 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
So, Dan, do you care about your teeth?
I sure do, John. I need them to chew.
Yeah, I like
to eat.
I like having
teeth.
Not
only that, smiling's a good thing, too.
When you get older, you realize how important they are.
Oh, yeah, you do.
When we're young, we don't really think much about it, do
no,
we?
No, not at all.
As we get older, we realize, wow, those choppers are pretty good, aren't they?
Yep, they're very important.
I've got to have those.
Need them.
It's kind of a have to.
It is.
Without them, you have to get implants or other things, right?
That's right.
So, your oral care affects your entire body, your whole health care. Colorado Wellness can help with that. And if you are in the need of implants because something's happened, you've had damage, you've got, I don't know, maybe you didn't take very good care of your teeth or it's some hereditary thing, guess what? They can help you with that as well.
Absolutely.
Dr. Pop is a specialist when it comes to implants. Dr. Olson, Newcom, all the things that Colorado Wellness offers, you are not going to find. I did a check just on Newcom the other day, by the way, to see how many other dentists in town offer it, and it's a handful. It's not that many. So if you want a good experience, you're skittish about going to the dentist, they can calm your nerves, make it a pleasant experience. It's Colorado Wellness Dentistry. Find them at coloradowellnessdentistry.com, 303-953-4812, and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Are you buying your first home, or are you right-sizing or downsizing for lower maintenance or a lock-and-leave lifestyle? This is Pamela Meyer of Denver Home Navigators with Keller Williams. I can help you discover and reach those goals. This is more than just real estate. It's about your life and your dreams. Call me today for your free consultation at 303-506-0106.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. One thing we're talking about is Trump's accomplishments in 2017. Now, Dan, one thing he did a really poor job of is net neutrality killing the internet.
Yeah, the internet's dead. I have not been able to get online since last week. It really, really upsets me.
It's dismal.
No Netflix, no Amazon Prime, nothing.
Stinks.
It really does. I feel like we're back in the dark ages. I feel like we're back to like
it's Fred Flintstone
1979.
Again.
Oh, yeah, Fred Flintstone.
No internet.
Nothing. Can't do a darn thing. And not only that, when you do finally get to go online, the prices they're charging. I mean, really.
It's outrageous, right?
I am calling a bankruptcy attorney tomorrow. Can't afford this anymore.
The reality is he turned them back. It's a good thing. Things will move forward. There's already been huge investments slated already for the telecom and the cable type industry. And it's good for all
of us. Because of this, we're going to see innovation again in the internet we have not seen in years.
It's a fact. Okay, the next one I've got on my list is less regulations. He cut back power in the EPA. Big time?
Big time. It's huge. Did you know that global warming is no longer a national threat?
No, he kind of ended that when he got out of the Paris thing.
Yeah, because, you know, because the Obama administration said that was the biggest national threat we had was global warming.
What an idiot. I'm just saying, what a moron. Who would say something that stupid?
An idiot and a moron.
Thank you. Well, somebody wants to line their own pockets.
Exactly.
It's probably better.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Actually, he's just a fox in sheep's clothing?
Yeah.
Basically, or wolf in sheep's clothing, whatever. Wolf, fox, whatever. Same thing.
Kind of the same thing. Little dog-like things.
Big teeth.
Yeah,
right.
Pointy ears, sheep. Right? They both have pointy ears, right? Don't they? I think they do.
Yeah, they eat sheep. Yeah. Charlie says they get the point. Fox in the hen house, I guess is what it's supposed to be. Wolf in sheep's clothing, fox in the hen house. That's Obama. Now that we got that straight. Approve construction of the rest of the Keystone Pipeline and finish the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Yeah, that took about 10 minutes to get done, didn't it?
It didn't take long. No joke, that excess pipeline, we were talking about it, and it was like, oh, it's done already. I'm not exaggerating. Back when that happened, we were like, that thing got approved. Whoa, wait, whoa. Not only is it approved, it's done. It's like, finished. Like, how'd that happen? Because it was almost done anyways.
Well, see, they allowed Fred to put in the final piece.
I see. Got his dinosaur.
His dinosaur.
Put the rock down, he's done.
That's right.
Piece of cake. What did the dinosaur do, by the way, when he was off shift?
I don't know.
Eat leaves or something?
Yeah. Eat leaves.
They were leaf eaters or green eaters, right?
Mm-hmm. Brontosauruses were, yeah.
T-Rex ate people.
Right.
Or other dinosaurs, right?
Correct. I mean, you've watched Jurassic Park, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, another documentary.
There's a new one coming out, by the way.
Yeah, Jurassic
it looks pretty
Universe?
Good. Yes, or, I don't know. Yeah, it's like something. World 15. It's like Jurassic World 15 or something. Yeah. I don't know. How many have they made?
I don't know. Definitely.
It's like a Star Wars trilogy, only longer.
Yeah, without all the inbreeding.
Somebody wants to know if your hat is Elmer Fudd style. No, it's a regular ball cap.
No, it's a regular ball cap.
Look at it. Take it off real quick. Show them. Oh, whoa, hey, put that back on.
I know, right? It's blinding.
Put that back on.
Yeah, I should never have that guy in Wisconsin cut my hair.
Put that back. Yeah. Habib or whatever his name was. What was that? Kareem. What was his name?
Kareem. Habib,
Kaleem.
Whatever. Yeah.
It was Kaleem.
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 Yeah.
Whatever.
Because he did.
Al Akbar.
Hair jihad on my head.
Jihad haircut. All right. The Paris Climate Accord we just talked about.
Yep.
We're out of there.
Huge. Huge, huge, huge.
Moving of the Israeli embassy or Israel
Good
embassy.
Good move. Good move.
Let's see here. Boosting our energy independence.
Yes.
I've got a whole article on that, by the way. It's just it's enormous what he's doing in that whole area of the marketplace. And we have been now reading, we've been talking about it, Dan, now for several months, that by 2030, and Stanley Thorne was on talking about this and verified this, we will be the number one exporter of oil in
that
the world.
That is really cool. I like that.
We will surpass everyone else, Saudi Arabia and so on, as the number one exporter in the world.
And that's pretty good since we hit peak oil in 1971.
That's a good point, Dan. Yeah.
We ran out in 1980.
We tend to still keep getting more oil somehow, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is an Elmer Fudd hat because remember Elmer Fudd was a hunter.
He was a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
You squee wabbit. Waskily Wabbit.
I was going, we'll get one of these right eventually.
Waskily Wabbit. I thought you said Scooey Wabbit. Ooh, you Scooey Wabbit.
No, that was Trickster for Kids.
Oh.
So it was a different guy.
It wasn't Elmer Fudd. It was a cereal
Fudd
guy.
Was, yeah, right, exactly.
I'm glad you remember all this. All right. He also is combating the opioid crisis. Doing some things to,
that's good.
You know, kill that. Get you know, not kill it, but you know what I'm saying. Help it out. Stop $9 billion from going to Mexico to fund abortions.
That's so huge.
I forgot about that one.
Yep.
That was a B, by the way. Not an M, a B. $9 billion. Help the... Oh, yeah, and cut the UN budget by, what was it, $258 million or something?
Yeah, $250 million? With more cuts to come, thanks to Nikki Haley. I love it.
Help the vets with the Whistleblower Protection Act.
Very good.
Okay. Restored confidence in America all around the globe. Not only did he not run around bowing down and basically apologizing for us as Americans, he actually said, it's great that we're Americans.
Yes.
And you know what other countries said was, we're great, you're great America.
Yeah.
Because the greater America is, the greater we are. Amazing how that works.
It is amazing.
So he didn't run around apologizing. You didn't hear his wife, by the way, coming out and saying, well, I can now finally be proud of America because my husband's president.
Oh, jeez.
Wasn't she a ditzo?
I'm telling you, big time did so.
Oh, by the way, I don't have it on my list. He also fixed the school lunch program.
Oh, he did. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You can now get like regular school lunches. He's like ditzing Michelle's.
So we're back to some of those lunches were actually pretty good back when I was a kid. So you get some of the good food?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that whole thing's getting like a total revamp.
You mean like Food Kids Elite?
Yeah.
So instead of Brussels sprouts, maybe you'll get pepperoni pizza?
Whatever they, in a lot of cases, I think it's really going to come back down to the district and what the school wants to do and forget
nice.
About this national nonsense.
Nice, nice, nice.
I've just read bits and pieces of that, so there's probably more to come as we go a little further along. But yeah, that's getting changed. Higher stock market, like the highest we've ever had.
Yep.
And everybody keeps saying it's crashing, but it keeps going up.
Well, it's kind of like global warming, John. The colder it gets, the warmer the planet is.
Oh, God, it's opposite. Got it. He signed 70 bills, the most since FDR.
That is amazing. You don't hear about that in the mainstream
media. In his first
year,
he signed 70 bills, more than FDR. Now, some of the bills, granted, were some cleanup things, but even if you take those out, he's still second to FDR.
Yeah, and these bills are freedom bills, where FDR bills were not.
No, that's a great point. Good point. And there's more to come, by the way.
Yeah, more to come.
Yeah, I go back to, you know, I go back to some of the conversation we had earlier, Dan, in the second hour. We were explaining a little bit about who, you know, Donald Trump is and the fact that he's not a conservative, he's not a liberal. He's somebody that's just a reasonable guy that wants to get things done. And he's a pragmatist, and he knows how to make deals. He knows how to accomplish what he wants to accomplish, because in business, that's what you do. Now, some of you out there listening, just as a side note real quick, this is a pet peeve of mine. I love all of you dearly, but some of you take life way, way, way too seriously. And I mean that with my whole heart. I mean, when it's Christmas and you can't post anything other than what's going on in politics, you have a problem.
Yeah, it drives me nuts. It's just like,
really, I'm being honest, folks.
Sometimes all you want is just one day.
One day off. I mean, if you can't take one day off of politics, you have a problem.
I mean, that's even the day I'd rather see your cat photo.
Thank you, Dan. I agree. Now, I'm not being critical of anyone. I'm just saying, if that's all you concentrate on, you have issues. Life is bigger than politics.
Absolutely.
And in some cases, some of you out there, especially some of you Never Trumpers who didn't like Trump to begin with and probably still don't today, the reality is the only way you get things done is to figure out what both parties want and try to find how you can meet in the middle and make it happen. That's what you do in business all the time. Because here's the other thing you learn in business. The customer isn't always right, but the customer is always the customer. Spoken from somebody that's been in retail for 30-plus years.
That's a very true statement.
Okay, they're always the customer, but they're not always right. So in Trump's world, sometimes neither party's right. But you figure out a way to make compromise to where at the end of the day, you get done what needs done to move the country forward. The tax bill is one of those.
Well, yeah, the tax bill. I mean, I would have liked to have seen a lot more in the tax bill.
We all would have. Everybody would have.
A lot more.
But you know what? He got as much done as he possibly could and still made reforms we haven't seen in 30 years, people.
And that's a huge accomplishment.
30. Not 3. And 30.
Again, and once again, if you're looking at it from our side, the right, it moved in the right direction.
It's better than what we had.
Exactly.
Okay? I mean, it's not perfect. None of us here have said that it's perfect or that some of the things that he's done have been perfect, but he's moving us in the right direction.
Well, when you look at the tax bill, even if he'd have done just one thing, just lower the corporate rates, that is such a huge move in the right direction.
But he did more than that because most people are going to see more dollars in their pocket that they can now go out and spend, reduce debt, do whatever they need to, but increase the economy. That's what will happen.
Yep.
It's pretty simple. So is it perfect? Nothing ever is, people. Nothing ever is. So a lot of you on the right, first of all, go look in the mirror and say, stop taking myself so seriously. And say that every morning when you wake up, and you'll enjoy life a lot more than you do now.
Yeah, you will.
I'm just being serious, folks. Really, I'm honest. Because some of you take life way too seriously. I can tell by your Facebook posts. Lighten up. Enjoy life a little. We've got a great president. We're headed the right direction. We're doing things we haven't done as a country in nine years, or longer, 12 years probably. Maybe 30 years, Dan.
Yeah, and don't miss your opportunity with the explosion of this economy. Get in there, get involved.
Do whatever you need to now.
And make it
happen.
That's
right, because it may not always be here. Okay, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back and talk about some other key things that happened in 2017. Kind of a 2017 recap today. And by the way, if you'd like to add to our list of things that Trump has accomplished, and or if you want to argue with me about you take life too seriously, call me, 303-477-5600. Do you know someone that takes life way too seriously, and does it bother you as much as it does me? Call us, 303-477-5600. This is Rush to Reason. Extreme Auto Repair is up next, and they would love to take care of your diesel vehicle, and not every repair shop out there does. They've got all the equipment, the tooling, the training. They've got the facilities to take care of you and your diesel vehicle. 303-841-1071 is the phone number. Call them now and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Dennis Brewster owns a fleet of tow trucks that run on diesel, so he understands exactly how temperamental diesel vehicles can be, especially in the cold. That's why Extreme Auto Repair in Parker remains one of very few shops with the right tools and training to maintain your diesel truck.
Your diesel truck is your livelihood. If it doesn't run, you don't make money. I know, because at Extreme Auto Repair, I have 7 diesel trucks, and if they don't start, I lose business. I don't want this to happen to you. That's why we are offering $300 off repairs of $1,000 or more now through the end of January. At Extreme Auto Repair, we have the factory scan tools to work on these vehicles. My guys know diesels, and they love to work on them. They will make sure you will start in the morning and give you confidence that your diesel truck will keep making you money. Don't relinquish your man card and get stuck in the cold. Call Extreme Auto Repair today in Parker at 303-841-1071. And get your diesel inspected today.
All right, Kevin Flesh is up next, fleshlawfirm.com. Anything that you need legally speaking, especially going through this New Year's holiday, if you need Kevin's number, put legal into your phone with this number, 303 806-8886. It's that simple. Put that in your phone. Have it handy at all times. You never know when you're going to need Kevin's services. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh, fleshlawfirm.com. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Okay, turn here.
Well, watch it. Watch it.
During the moment when you're in a serious car accident, you aren't thinking about who's at fault.
Oh no, what if I never hear my kids laugh again?
You're not thinking about hospital bills or insurance claims.
What if I never hear my husband say I love you again?
I changed your oil.
And you're not thinking about police reports or who your lawyer should be.
I never thought this would happen to me.
In the split second when you're in a car accident, you're thinking about the most important things in life. When you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886. Kevin will help you determine who's at fault, what to say to the insurance company, and who will help pay for your hospital bills, so you can get back to thinking about the important things. That's Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886.
Grandma's Handyman coming up next. Anything you need done around the house that you can't do yourself or you just don't have time to do, Grandma's is there for you. 303-693-3003. Don't forget, senior discount 10%, 1-year warranty on every job. They'd love to help you out. Find them at grandmashandyman.com. And when you do, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
You are a skilled handyman, but not so good at all the office stuff that comes up with running a business and sometimes finding work is a challenge. Let Grandma do all that for you. Grandma's Handyman Service specializes in home maintenance and repairs in and around the Denver area. And Grandma is looking for qualified technicians. All of Grandma's technicians are regular employees, and she treats everyone like family. She'll keep you busy and take care of all the paperwork. Call Grandma's Handyman at 303-693-3003 to start your partnership today. That's 303-693-3003 or find her online at grandmashandyman.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Jumping right to the phones, Mike in Littleton, you're next.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys. Hey, listen, one of the greatest effects of this tax break is the depreciation is changing now. You'll be able to deduct the entire amount of your equipment purchase or metal building the first year.
Good point.
You won't have to wait 10 or 20 years for that. That's huge.
That is huge.
No, that is. And that, and Mike, real quick, for those that don't understand what Mike's talking about, what that really means is it spurs purchases where these businesses know that, hey, I can reduce my tax liability by purchasing something, which drives the economy.
Oh, yeah. People are going to start purchasing equipment right off the bat, which will drive the economy like crazy.
Yep. Yep. No, that, people don't understand the depreciation side of the fence, Mike, unless you're in business. But believe me, you are correct. It will drive the economy big time.
I know you're excited about that. I mean, you have to be.
Oh, I am. Yeah. Any of that, for those of us that are in business, that's just a huge plus for us. I mean, because basically what it does is you can look at something and say, you know, will this actually help reduce my overall tax burden and at the same time help my business grow? Well, then it's a win-win and you're going to go buy that piece of equipment.
Absolutely. People will retool and build like mad to take advantage of that.
Yeah, and
now,
Mike,
you know
this as well as I. Some of us in business have waited for some of these things to spur some things along, because the reality is unless there's some incentive there, you'll keep that old piece or that old building going as long as you can until there's incentive to do otherwise.
Absolutely. I want you to explain something to me if you know the answer. They talked about the repatriation of about $5 trillion worth of cash, what they believe is overseas somehow.
Yes.
Is this tax bill going to spur that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, because it's 8%. So now a company where before, like we'll use Apple. Apple has billions, and I mean hundreds of billions of dollars sitting in overseas accounts. The most cash of any company out there, they've got stocked away in other banks around the world. Right now, in 2017, for them to bring that back, it would be a 35% hit for them to drag that money back into the U.S. After the first of the year, it will be an 8% hit to pull that money back into the United States.
8%?
Yes.
Why is it so much less? How does that work?
Because currently, if they bring money from outside revenues, in other words, they've made profits in Europe, for them to bring that money back into the United States, they are taxed currently at 35%. They will now be taxed at 8%.
Oh, they lowered it to 8%.
Yes.
Wow, I thought they'd be 20% on that, too. Even that would be a good deal.
No, this 8% deal is huge. You are going to see money after the first of the year flooding back in from these companies that have made money overseas. And no offense, they do not want that money overseas. They've kept it there because they've had no other choice. And if you or I were in business together and we'd made a bunch of money over there, we don't want to give up over a third of it to bring it back into the country and use it here. We'll figure out a way to borrow and do whatever we need to here to make that happen. But if we can bring it back for 8% and use it here, we'll do it all day long.
Yeah, Mike, keep in mind, too, how erroneous this used to be is that we're the only country in the world that actually charges or taxes people to bring money back into their own country.
Right.
I was just curious as to why they'd want to bring it back. I mean, it seems to be working for them overseas.
Because you'd like to be able to reinvest. You know, if you want the option of reinvesting in this country, you couldn't really at a 40% rate.
And on top of that, Mike, it's less risky, typically speaking, it's less risky to have that money here in our stable, secure, hopefully our borders are more secure. I mean, you start talking about all of these things that Trump is doing, it's much better to have money in your own country than it is someplace else where it could be confiscated tomorrow. And
yeah,
it's good
PR.
Yeah,
that makes the most sense. Okay, great. Man, okay. I'm just like, can't wait to see how things start heating up.
Me too, Mike.
Yep,
you and
get
I
in now. This economy's going to take off. Get
good,
in.
Good stuff. No, I appreciate that. Thanks a lot, Mike. And Charlie's right. It's also good PR to have that money back in the U.S. But again, not only PR, believe me, if you're a company and you're looking at, you know, I've got money in Mexico, or I've got it here and I've got it there and I've got it all these different places, you know, they could put that in some places where it may not be as secure as it would be in our own United States of America. And if I were a big company like that, I'd want as much money in my own coffers here as I possibly could. Jeff is up next. Jeff, welcome.
Hi there, sir.
Hey, what's up?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Hey, you know, the thing is I am no longer in government, so I can talk a little bit about it.
Yes, you can.
The thing is that people on both sides are way too full of themselves. They do not want to compromise. Their deal is right. The only way we're going to get anything moving forward is to have the uneasy conversations of, this is my idea, what's your idea, and meet somewhere in the middle, and it's compromise. Okay?
Yep.
We took our town from a $96,000 deficit to over $1 million in assets. Okay?
That's really
free
good.
And clear.
Okay?
That's
okay?
Really good.
In 10 years. Okay? Now I'm watching all that crumble away.
Yep. It's not going to stay that way.
Well, because it's one side. This is what I want to do. This is how we're going to do it. And there's no compromise. There's no discussion of what's the ramifications of this. How's this going to affect this? How's this going to affect that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mine was on a small scale. However, here's the deal. You're right. Everybody takes themselves way too seriously, and they get offended when somebody says, no, that's a bad idea. And this is why. Because when they get offended, all of a sudden, the shield goes up, and there is absolutely no compromise. And if you watch the news, that's what they're doing right now. The right's not doing anything that's going to help the left. The left isn't going to do anything that helps the right because they don't like this guy or they don't like that or this is going to kill us or you're trying to change something we did years ago. And that's, if we don't change it, it's going to stay the same and stagnate, and we're going to have the same problem.
Yep. You're right.
So.
Yep. You're right.
You know,
no, you're 100% correct, Jeff. No, and you've got firsthand experience at all of this, which you even Dan and I do not have. But you know, you're correct, and I think that's why Trump's being as successful as he is because he understands everything you just said.
Well, that's why I jumped on his bandwagon because he doesn't owe anybody.
True.
And
that's
the minute
right.
The problem is he doesn't care if he makes somebody mad. Because he's got 10 other people he can talk to do it. But when you've got Congress and the Senate and all that stuff that are so entrenched and we're right, you're wrong, and I won't go the rest of the way on that statement, but there's no movement. And that's what we've had for, what, 12, 17 years? And one guy comes in one year and we've got a 3% GDP? I mean, what the hell does that tell you?
Yep. You're right.
You know? Yeah, good point.
Stock market.
It's going to go up even more. So you're going to see it even. We get to even what Mike just said a moment ago when it comes to some of this depreciation, which I'm even reading up on as we're speaking. That's actually even going to have a little bit of retroactiveness into 2017, a little bit of it. Yeah. It's hard to explain on air, but there'll be a little bit of retroactiveness into 2017. You're going to start seeing some growth spurred, you know, honestly, Jeff, as we speak, immediately it's going to start going up.
It's already happened.
Yep.
Can you imagine what the country be like with 6 or 7% GDP?
Oh.
Holy cow. Be amazing.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and the other thing, too.
Deficit.
Well, yeah, and one other thing, too, I want to add, which we haven't talked much about, and neither has anybody in the press, and I don't know why more people aren't talking about this, but the only way, I've said this for years, the only way that we as a country, well, not the only way, but one of the ways, I should say, that we as a country can get ourselves out of this $20 trillion in debt is to sell and utilize our own natural resources. So by allowing leases that we as a government, you know, as a country, I should say, you know, get money back in off of those leases and the taxes and things that go along with some of that, those operations, those gas and oil operations, for one, it's the only way we're going to get those coffers spent down.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, even when you get the economy spending, you get people working, there's more money to work
with. Well, yeah,
with.
That as well. You know, so that's a side effect as well. But really, one of the key ways to get some of our debt paid off and get it down is to sell natural resources, expand what we currently 100%. Have, which is what he's doing.
Yeah. And I mean, he's 100% right on it. It's been that way for a long time. It's just nobody's willing to do it because they owe too many people. This favor, that favor, you know, too much pork in it. There's just not enough compromise in it. And that, you know, that's why when you got people donating these big, big high amounts to these races and stuff like that, that's where it's screwed up.
So real quick, just as a side note, Secretary Zinke announces the largest oil and gas lease sale in U.S. history. This was an article on October 23rd of 2017. So the U.S. Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, today announced that the department is proposing the largest oil and gas lease sale ever held in the United States. 76 million acres, almost 77 million acres in federal waters off the Gulf of Mexico, offshore Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. The proposed region-wide lease sale offering an area about the size of New Mexico is scheduled for March of 2018 and includes all available unleased areas on the Gulf Outer Continental Shelf, surpassed last year's region-wide lease sale by 1 million acres. So this will be the biggest acreage lease we've ever done.
Yeah.
We need more of that.
And that's huge.
Who does it benefit?
Us as taxpayers. As citizens.
It benefits the country, us, the whole nine yards.
That's
the
right.
The other thing is I get so upset at people complaining about somebody rich making money off of something.
We should be celebrating that.
Who cares?
We should be happy that they are.
If they want to invest money in America, why the heck not? It benefits the country. It benefits jobs.
You know, we used to celebrate that.
The economy.
Now we demonize it.
Yep, that's exactly right. Jeff, got to run to break. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it. Jeff Kitty, Larry's Automotive and Transmission. Thank you. Real quick, President Trump and his administration are following through on their promise to end the war on American energy, says Senator Bill Cassidy. Investing in energy creates better jobs, better benefits for workers' families, strengthens our national security, and strengthens our energy independence, and on top of that, pays down our national debt.
There you go. It's a win-win-win for everybody.
All right, Larry, let's do this. Larry's is coming up also in a moment. We'll talk about them. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, he would love to take care of you and any of your mortgage needs. 720-895-0500. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
The feds have raised mortgage loan limits. This allows you to take out cash at lower rates and pay off that high interest rate debt, or do that home improvement that you keep putting off, which will increase your value even more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of you have taken out a mortgage or loans with mortgage insurance. With these new loan limits, you can refinance now and stop worrying about the second mortgage being increased as rates continue to go up. Or refinance your home up to 95% of its value and eliminate the mortgage insurance payment. Did you know that having a mortgage insurance payment is like raising your rate 1 to 1.5%? Put that $200, $300, $400 of MI in your pocket, not the bank's. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. With these new loan limits, you can now purchase more home at lower rates, all without mortgage insurance. AIM has been your locally owned and operated neighbor since 2001. Online paperless applications, close quickly, get the respect you deserve. 720-895-0500. Take AIM now and see the difference. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Larry's Automotive and Transmission, just heard from owner Jeff Kitty, who understands all of what we're talking about, which means, frankly, understands business, understands your car, and how to take care of you as well. 303-427-2108, full bumper-to-bumper service, including transmission repairs. Go to Larry's Automotive and Transmission today, and when you do, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Trust your car's regular maintenance to Larry's Automotive, and you can be sure you're getting the best service possible. Don't waste time with those national chain auto repair shops. You'll always be better off going to local shops like Larry's Automotive, because at Larry's, you're not just another customer passing through. At Larry's, they'll take the time to get to know you and your car. Their ASC master technicians will even take your driving style into consideration, because they understand that if your daily commute is mostly in heavy stop-and-go traffic, your needs will be different from someone who regularly drives long distances. Plus, their 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty will help keep your car on the road for as long as possible. Call John Rush Approved, Colorado Select member Larry's Automotive at 303-427-2108 to schedule your regular maintenance appointment. 303-427-2108.
Learn how to trade, invest, protect, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. Attend a free half-day class on investing for long-term wealth and short-term income. Call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511 or visit tradingacademy.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Dan Muir, and I believe Cassie's joining us now on the phone. Cassie.
Hey, Cassie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're very well.
We miss you.
What's it like in the frigid cold of Wisconsin?
You guys, it is so cold. Like, I can't even describe it. It's been like negative five the whole time.
It'll be 61 tomorrow.
Yeah, 61 here tomorrow.
I know. I can't even look at it. It's so cold, and I'm still like sick, and yeah, it's not great.
Well, that just means you need to come home to us.
I know. I mean, I really don't know how you guys are surviving, but somehow
we're making it barely. I don't know. Today we talked
barely
about
making it.
So far today we've talked about outhouses and salvage one, going to the moon and salvaging stuff off the moon. So it's been a great day.
Those sound like great topics.
Awesome.
Urinal talk was quite entertaining.
Yeah, well, we're going to do a whole hour. We're waiting until you get home to do a whole hour on urinal talk next week.
Oh, yeah, because I can't miss that.
No.
I have to be there for that.
That's right. You
got
to learn. That's right. Every woman needs to know urinal
that.
Talk. Cassie,
that's
we
exactly
love you. Miss
what
you.
I wanted get, to come home
get,
and do.
Get home safe and sound.
All right. I will, you guys.
All right. All right. Take care.
Okay.
See ya. That's our, sort of like our third leg here, right? Third wheel. What do you want to call it? Facebook Live, all the stuff, you know, whatever.
She's our Cassie.
Yeah, exactly. Wiley is next. Wiley, welcome. What's going on, Wiley?
Hey, guys. Calling you from Fort Collins.
Thanks, Wiley.
Hey, Wiley.
I'm sorry?
Thank you.
Oh, sure. Hey, I don't know if you guys have moved off of this topic or not, but you were talking about Donald Trump and
yes.
all the things.
No, go ahead. We're on the same topic. Go ahead.
Okay, so... At any rate, this morning I was perusing the MSN website, and they always have a poll there. And the poll was talking about, and we know how conservative MSN is.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, right up there with Dan and I.
Yeah, yeah. At any rate, they asked a question: do you feel that the president is doing a good job? And surprisingly enough, the yes is outnumbered the no's.
Yeah, you'll never hear that in mainstream media, though.
Wow, no. But that was on MSN. Wow.
was on MSN. And then another question was, do you feel the country is going in the right direction? Again, the majority of the people was yes. Now, it wasn't like a staggering majority.
Right. Still a majority, though.
Yeah, it was like 4 to 6%.
Well, and keep in mind, Wiley, that's a majority of people that are even on MSN, which I'm never one of those guys.
Well, I like to take the polls and see
sure.
what the other side says.
No, it makes sense. No, fully get that. My point, though, is that there's probably a lot more people that lean left than you or I do. So if that poll is that way, it's actually skewed even more so than we think, which means there's a lot more people that think that way than we think, or than that poll shows, I should say.
That's correct. But that was just unbelievable. I've never seen a positive poll for Trump and the country going the right direction. I thought it was amazing.
It is. That's a bit of really good news right there.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know, guys. Maybe there's hope after.
Oh, there's hope. There's always hope. Wiley, I appreciate the phone call very much. Let's squeeze one more in here before the next break. Ken and Berthoud, welcome. What's going on?
Hey, Ken.
Yeah, my first question is, so for Wiley, what is the one where you see numbers backwards?
Dyslexic.
Yeah, just maybe. Anyway, no offense to him, just teasing.
No, that's all right.
You know, the one thing I am probably would love to hear the most about, but I've heard nothing, is I really don't want to go paperless. I just, you know, that probably bothers me more than anything else. If they go paperless, and then they can just devalue your checking account by, you know, 20%.
Yeah, no, I want cash. I'm with you, Ken. I still want hard cash. I'm of that era where I still like having the cold, hard cash. And my own prediction will be it will be around as long as guys like you and I are around. But eventually, as the next generations come up, it'll go away.
Yeah, but, you know, that's scary.
I agree.
I mean, it's really scary.
Scary for us because you and I will be possibly retired at that point.
Yep.
And Dan. And so they will dictate, and maybe we won't get a say unless we join AARP.
Yeah, there we go. No, you're right, Ken. I fully agree with you. And, you know, when will that happen? I think you and I will see it. How old will we be? Good question.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so.
Yep.
But I think that's probably one of the things that nails us. If it happens under this administration, that I think it'll be bad news for the country.
And I don't think that will. I don't see that happening under Trump.
No, it's not going to happen that fast. It's going to be a generational thing, but eventually it's just going away. Younger people don't use cash at all.
Yep.
Why is there no talk about it except for you hear the banks talking about wanting to do it?
Yep. The banks want to do it because it's more secure. They feel it's more secure,
well,
but it's not.
It gives governments more control. It gives the banks more control.
And the excuse is the counterfeiting and all the other things that go along where you can actually, you know, replicate the money. That's the excuse you're going to hear as to why we should do it.
And they can monitor all of your transactions.
Yep. Every one of them. Yep. And they can't do that with cash right now.
However, you, me, and John, we're sitting in the horse and carriage as the younger generation's going by in the cars, and that's just the way it is.
You're right. Ken, I got to run. Thank you very much. Great topic.
Right.
I appreciate it. And speaking of that, U.S. gold coin is next.
Yep. But that's one thing that's withstood the test of time,
and that's
gold coins.
Along the lines of what Ken just said, if you're with somebody that likes that cold, hard cash, actually, there's something even better than that, gold and silver.
That's right, because it holds its value.
No matter what. Even if we go all digital, it will still have value to it, because why? It's a precious metal. USGoldCoins.com, 1-800-468-2646. So if you're somebody like Ken and you're worried about it, get some coin and have that ready to go in case that day ever comes during our lifetime. USGoldCoins.com, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Andy Goss from USGoldCoins.com wants you to consider giving gold and silver coins to your loved ones as gifts this year. Beautiful, authentic, and valuable gold and silver coins really are the perfect gift. It's like giving the people you care about the gift of financial security. Plus, as a KLZ listener, Andy will give you his 3 CDs, The Federal Reserve, The Definition of Money, and How to Protect Your Wealth, all for free. All you have to do is call 800-468-2646 and mention KLZ.
These CDs give the gift of knowledge by teaching you and your loved ones everything you need to know about how to use gold and silver coins to protect your wealth in any situation, and introduce them to the fun and lucrative world of collecting valuable coins. This offer also includes a free copy of the Guide to U.S. Coins, basically the Bible for coin collectors. With this valuable bundle, you can skip the long lines at the mall and help your loved ones start on their way to a secure future with wealth insurance in the form of beautiful, authentic, and very valuable U.S. coins. Call Andy Goss at 800-468-2646. That's 800-468-2646 for your gift bundle today.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Sing, sing a song.
Really? This is the best we could come up with?
That's the most macho song Charlie could find.
Who is this?
Karen Carpenter. It's the Carpenters.
Yeah, shows you how much I used to listen to the Carpenters. Not!
See, but I really like it.
I'm glad you do.
It's a good song.
Okay, so tomorrow we have got Yvonne Ortega coming on talking about moving from broken to beautiful through grief after listening to the song. I'll need that tomorrow.
You're going to need that tomorrow.
I will definitely need that tomorrow. So outside of that, we're about to end the show.
Yeah, we got movie reviews tomorrow with Andy, and of course, 5 o'clock Fridays, where we take all your calls.
If you missed any of this first, or if you missed any of today's first hour, catch it next between 6 and 7 p.m. By the way, I had a great show today. We really appreciate everybody. And tomorrow, we're going to do a little more recap of what's going on with the country 2017, what all happened, and we really appreciate everybody that listens to us.
We
and calls
really
in,
appreciate all of you. Thank you, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Don't take yourself too seriously. Enjoy life. Have fun. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry. Rush to Reason. Dan Muir, John Rush, Charlie Grimes, our engineer. Producer Ann, thanks for all that you do. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Rush to Reason. Like us. Ask your friends to like us. That helps us out immensely. We'll see you on the next show, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.